Okay, we are up to the next parak here in Divrei Yamim Beis, parak Yud Zayin, as we continue with Malchi Yehuda, and we get to Yehoshaphat. Interesting, if you look in the parallel, Yehoshaphat has one parak about him in Malachim Aleph, parak of Beis, and here we have four parakim about Yehoshaphat. But it's also interesting that in Malachim, when right after we discussed Asa, there's a 10 parak break, because that's when all the Malchi Yisrael are discussed. Here, it's only Malchi Yehuda. So we go next to Yehoshaphat, who has four prakim written about him, and as we'll see, his successes and where he was lacking. So the king, Yehoshaphat, took over after Asa, and he was strong, and he followed David HaMelech's path, and he did all the mitzvahs, and he removed all of the Bamos Avodah Zarah, and there's a beautiful lashon that we're going to talk a lot about. Vayigva libo b'darkei Hashem. His heart was uplifted. It's uplifted in the ways of Hashem. And he sends messengers. He sends Kohanim. He sends Levim to go teach Torah, to take a Sefer Torah, to teach Torah throughout the land. And there's a pachad Hashem on all the other nations. There's peace. There's stability. There's Torah. And Perek describes all of the officers that he put over the land in order to keep the peace and keep the shalva sanefesh for everyone, and it's very peaceful. This parak does not have any wars, as we'll get to in the previous parak. Okay, parak Yuzayin. Vayimloch Yehoshaphat beno tachtav. So Yehoshaphat takes over after Asa. After Asa was king for 41 years, Yehoshaphat takes over. He's the next in the line of Malchei Yehuda. Vayishchazek al Yisrael, and he strengthens himself. Vayitin chayo b'kalara Yehuda, habetzuros. Again, he has a strong army for defense, but because he is following the ways of Hashem, as we will see, it was not needed in battle, at least at this stage. Vayitin etzivim be'eretz Yehuda. He puts appointees and officers. Be'eretz Yehuda uba arei Ephraim asher lachad asaviv, and any of the cities of Ephraim that his father had captured. Vayhi Hashem im Yehoshaphat. Hashem was with Yehoshaphat. Why? Ki halach, because he was with Hashem. Ki halach b'darchi David aviv ha'arishonim, because he followed the ways of David, his father, the first ways. What does that mean, arishonim? So all the mafarshim here, the mafarish, the radak, the mitzudas, all quote two days. What does it mean? Divrei aviv, darkei David aviv ha'arishonim. So if we look in the mafarish, shenikra Rashi, v'loha achronim, Shepasha b'maisa b'tsheva, the earlier life of David, because that's when he was did not commit any sins. Later on, he did some sins. Shepasha b'maisa b'tsheva, v'gam heisis ozo satan limnosis Yisrael, and he counted the people. That was later in his life. But earlier in his life, he was perfect. That's what it says, that Yehoshaphat followed the earlier ways of David. The Yesh Mefarshim, and then he goes another pshat, Rishonim, it means the house of David. He followed David, the Rishonim, and not the later ones, Shlomo, Rechavam, Vechulu. Shlomo, Nashav, Hitu, Levavo, Bachris, Yamav, Ubana, Bamalech, Kamush, Toevos, Moav, Vechulu, Rechavam, Ziv, so everyone else later in life, they left. So maybe that's what it's referring to. It's referring to the not David's own life, but as compared to the other kings. But he followed Darkei David Aviv, lo darash la ba'alim, and he did not follow the ba'alim, which was common at that time because he was king at the same time of Achav, right? And Elio, Bahar Carmel, Nevi'ei Habal, right? That was what was going on at this time in the days of Yehoshaphat. Kile lokei aviv darash. He seeked out the God of his father, uve mitzvosaf alach. So it's darash. It's not just that he had a passive relationship with Hashem, but he was dorish. He seeked out uve mitzvosaf halach velokamasi Yisrael, and not like the Malchi Yisrael and the nation of the other 10 tribes at this time. Vayachar Hashem es hamamlacha biyado, and the kingdom was set. Vayitznu kol Yehuda mincha liyoshafat, that you gave him many tributes and gifts. Vahilo osher v'kavala rov. He was set financially, but that did not go to his head. Vayig v'alibo b'darkei Hashem. Here's this gorgeous pasuk tucked away here in Divrei Hayamim Beis Perek Yizayin. His heart was raised up in the ways of Hashem. What exactly does that mean? So you might say, first of all, it relates to the Ramban. The Ramban that we know tells us that a king has to be very careful about not having gaiva, right? And that's why Dafka, by the king, the Torah alludes to the isser and the pernicious nature of gaiva. The Rabban says there in Shoftim, we read this in the last parak or two parakim ago, lirvilti rum levavo me'achav. The king always has to have a sefer Torah with him, so his heart is not raised up. Nirmaz bakan b'torah isser agavus, ki akosav yemenas ha-melech mi-ga'avus v'rumus ha-lev. Even a king is withheld and told not to have any gaiva. Kol shekin acherim she nimrin lekach, and surely others. Ki b'ra'ui lehis romeimu lehis gadel, yas hirenu lios levavo shafel. Even he's more ra'ui, and even he has to have a lowly heart. K'chol achav aktanim imenu, shouldn't think of anybody above under him. Ki gaava mida maguna v'nim eses. Eitzel ha'elokim afilu b'melech. Because gaiva, arrogance, is a disgusting and dirty midah in front of Hashem, even for a king. Ki lashem levado hagdula v'haramamus v'lo levado tihila ubo yishalel ha'adam. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, Tov as Hashem kol gva lev. Right? Anyone who has a heightened high heart. Right? And that's what it says here, that he had a high heart, b'darkei Hashem. Darkei Hashem. So I wanted to be very careful of Gaiva. Rabbi Tzadok, we're going to mention three or four thoughts on this pasuk. Rabbi Tzadok in Tzidkas HaTzadik in Reish Mem Vav notes that even though Gaiva is the root of all sin, a little bit of constructive Gaiva is the root of all success and gavos. And we can't think of ourselves as a nobody, because if we think of ourselves as a nobody, we can't accomplish anything, then we're not going to get far. So he says in Reish Mem Vav, even though Kemosha Shorish Hara Vaschalas Hanafila Al Yedei Geus, even though the Shorish of all Ra is with Gaiva, Kach Kam Kain Haschalas Hakadusha Hu Al Yedei Geus. We have to believe in ourselves. We have to recognize what's in us. Shaharize Hayasa Haschalas Brias Olamos Ume Atzmos Elokus Nishba Machshavazu Ube Emes. He says, it's impossible to reach any level of kedusha except with a little gaiva. To think that this is part of avodas Hashem, not gaiva, I'm great, but I'm going to do this, and this is what Hashem wants. And that's what it says in Tanit Vilio. Chayav Adam Lomar Masa Yagiu Masa Lamasa Yavar Misav Yaakov. Hagam Sheyefshar Lios Kain. Do my actions mirror and continue Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? So even though it's impossible, Mikamakam Lomar Mechuyav V'lach Shok Lazeh, to desire and yearn for. Ubevadei Mishu B'Tachlus Hashif L'Seich Yomar Zeh. Who, if somebody is so low and they don't think of themselves as anything, how could they say, "Am I connecting to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov?" V'Yistapek B'Miut Maisim V'Torah and V'Shabiyado V'Alzeh Nomar B'Yehoshafat. And then he quotes our pasuk, V'Yig B'Libo B'Darkei Hashem. Right? Why? Because it says, in Ksubis Kuf Gimel, it says he gave a lot of honor to the Talmidei Chachamim, maybe unlike his father, who made them go leave and help out with the Ramah that he was taking down and rebuilding. So that's where there is Ritzadok. Ritzadok says that Gaiva, yes, of course, is pernicious, but there's a little positive Gaiva. Little positive Gaiva. Rav Sichas Musar points out specifically, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, for a Melech. For a Melech, he specifically, like Yehoshaphat, has to have a little gaiva. That's what he says in the Sichas Musar in Maimar Chaf. He says, and that was the problem with Shaul. We had a shiur about this. Shaul HaMelech did not hold himself above the people. Right? He was influenced and mushpa by the people. Right? What did he say when Shmuel confronted him? Ki areisi es ha'am v'eshma b'kolam. I listened to the people. I feared the people. He did this when they were scattering, and he wasn't able to wait the week before giving the karbanos, and also by Amalek. He listened to what the people wanted. And he says, for a king, ha'anava himida she'en l'male imena. In general, avalamalchus nidreshes hanhaga shel, v'yigva libo b'darche Hashem. Quoting our pasuk. You need a little gaiva. And that's why we've quoted in the past the Shemi Shmuel. The Shemi Shmuel, who says that's why David HaMelech had to have a little bit of Moabite blood in him. From Rus, right? Why did that have to happen? Because it's not natural for one Jew to rule over another Jew, right? We're one unit. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bozeh. So David HaMelech needed a little geus demoav, says the Shemi Shmuel, in order to be a successful king, right? Shaul was not a successful king, and that's why, if you remember, Michal Bashaul was looking out the window when David HaMelech brings the Aron back to the Yerushalayim. And David HaMelech comes home, and Michal says, wow, what a great day. Today was a day that all of the maidservants saw the arms of the king of Israel. Right, he got sweaty, he was dancing, he gave all of his koach to the dance. And she says, my father would never have done such a thing like that. And what does David answer? You're right, and that's why I'm the king and not your father. And the Yalkut fills in. The Yalkut fills in the conversation that Shaul was very focused on the Am. And David recognized that you can't. Now, the Am has to follow you. And you have to do what you know is right and teach them in that way. And that's what, ki yigva, yigva liba b'darchei Hashem b'davka by a king, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. But then Rav Chaim Shmulevitz has another amazing thought that he says a few places in the Sichas Musar. I'll read it to you from one place. This is in which Maimer? This is in Maimer Nun Ches, based on the Ramban. Based on the Ramban. The Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says, Yesh gam ba'adam, yesh kochos v'chushim, hanirim l'chore ka'al tiviyim. There are some kochos, some powers that we have that appear to be supernatural. U'be'emes heim kochos ruchaniyim tiviyim. But really, they're natural, spiritual powers. Should be abor yisbarach b'nefesh adam. And Hashem put into us. Elashem chavuyim v'ne'elamim. But they're just hidden. They're hidden. And we don't even realize we have them. U'biyad ha'adam lahagia. L'matzav. A person could reach the level that heimizgalim v'hamayanos hastumim niftachim. And the closed wells will open. He's going to give you an example. Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, Perachav Tes. Remember, he comes and he rolls the huge stone off of the well. And Rashi says, k'mishamavir as a pakak me'al piatzlochis. Like taking the bottle cap off of the bottle. B'lameit shekocho gadol. His koach was great. Say, Asher Chai Shmulevitz. What does that mean? His physical koach? Ein kavanos al koach gufani. Shohaya gibor v'rav koach b'gufo. Because we even talk about this in Tfilas Geshem. Yichad lei v'gal even mipi be'er mayim. And we wouldn't be praising one of our avos just because he had a tremendously physical, great physique. And number two, afein lomar that, oh, maybe Hashem did a nace for him. Then that's not a praise of Yaakov. Shebizchus yichad libo shel Yaakov zacha l'nace l'mala miderech hateva. She'ein zu zechia klal adam shemishtanim avuro tivei abriya. Remember, there are gemaras like that. That it's not good to dafka require a nace, right? Maybe it's a nikui of zechuyos. He tells a story about the Gemara in Shabbos and Gimel about the man who was able to nurse his child because he didn't have a wife. So it must be no. It must be that Yaakov Avinu did this himself. He had these kochos inside of him. There was no shinui in teva. Ela hu teva haruchani. Shebenefesh ha'adam. It was his drive. It was his spiritual drive. Sheyesh b'kocho ligolel af esho evan agdola biyoser. And where do you know this from? The Ramban. The Ramban in Lamed Hei Chaf Aleph in Shmos. Vayevo kol ish asher nisao libo. All the people that have uplifted hearts. The Ramban explains. Shalohaya bahem. How did they know how to build an architecture? And they didn't know it. They were a bunch of avadim. And they came to the desert. What, they read it online? They took out books? Encyclopedias about architecture? How'd they know anything? Shlohaya bahem mi shalamadas amalachas halal bimalamid. O mishia amin bahem yadav klal. Nobody. Aval matza betiv o sheyadal asos kain. But they worked on it. Ve'yig balibo bedarkei Hashem. Lavo lefnei Moshe le'marlo. I'll do it. Ani yaseh kachal asher adoni dover. How did they know? They didn't know. But they pushed themselves and it came out. That's the message of Chaim Shmulevitz in this piece. Rav Dessler also, one other point on this pasuk, Rav Dessler in the fourth volume of Michtav Melio, he discusses this pasuk on page 231. And he says, Vayig balibo bedarkei Hashem, whatever you do in life, you have to have gavus halev and think of it as something special. Gavus hu gadlus hi be'etzem vi posachas es kol sharei hatzlacha. What's he talking about? Sheksha adam yodeya lahagbia es atzmo likras hamataros hana'alos. When you lift yourself up to reach great goals, ve'enam istakla le'mito katan tanuso. Don't look at things you accomplish in life or goals that you have as small. No, think of everything you do as big. Everything is big. Right? Reminds me of the thought that I've said over from Rav Yerucham in Shmos, while the Shifren Pua, remember the midwives. So why aren't they called Miriam and Yocheved? Right? Shifra Pua, what's Shifra? Mishaperes Esavlad, Poe Bu Gu, they goo goo with the baby, they swaddle the baby. Why is that so crucial to call them by those names? So Rav Yerucham describes, again to paraphrase, great people could take little things and make them great. Little people could take great things and make them little. You could have an amazing shiur, an amazing experience, an amazing davening, and you have one little comment afterwards from somebody who's elate, they could ruin the whole thing. A little person could take something great and make it little. But then you could have a great person who could take something little and make it great. Everything we do, you can take tying your shoes and make it a religious activity. You could take doing carpool, going shopping. And that's what it means. Vayigba libo b'darkei Hashem. We have to lift off our hearts and recognize the gavus, how we have to live our lives on the highest level of the madrega that we're on. So we continue. That's what Yehoshaphat did. Vayigba libo b'darkei Hashem. Continuing, vod heisiras habamos. He removed the bamos. Obviously, the bamos to avodah zara, not the bamos of shvut echutz, because it says later on that he did not remove those. Veswa shirim Yehuda. Ubishna shalosh lemalcho. In his third year, Shalach L'Sarav L'Ben Chayel, Lo Vadio L'Zacharya, he sends all of these people, L'Natan L'Michayel L'Alami Bar Yehuda, he sends people to teach, V'Yimoam L'Halavim, and he sends Levim, Shmaya Netanyo, Zvadyo, Asoel, V'Chulu, and then he sends V'Imahem, Elisha Mavi Orem HaKonim, he sends Konim L'Levim, who were historically always the teachers, V'Yalamdu B'Yehuda, V'Yimoam Sefer Torah Tashem, he sent Sefer Torahs with them, and they went to teach. So he sent them with Sifrei Torah. Why? Because Sifrei Torah is what they used to learn from. Don't have to teach them alpeh. You have to teach them bichsav also, because they learn from Sifrei Torah. Right? This relates to the tour, the sheet of the tour in the name of his father, the Rush. It's really the Rush. The tour quotes his father, the Rush, in Yaradeh Simen Reish Ayin, that says that the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah today has been adapted. Has been expanded or adapted. That's a machlokas. Because of Adoni V'Arashal, says the Tur, Shizelo Nomar, when do we say that there's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, El Eladoros HaRishonim, Shikosin Sefer Torah V'lom Dimbo, because they used to write Sefer Torah and learn from the Sefer Torah like we have in our Perek. And the assumption of the Rosh is that the whole mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is all about learning. Aval ha'idna shekosvin sefer Torah, but nowadays when we write a sefer Torah, umenichan also beis haknesses, likros member Rabin, we just leave it in shul to read it. Mitzvahs asay, I'll call Yisrael, asher yodom aseges. It's a mitzvah on every Jew who can. Lichtov chamish chumshei Torah, u'mishna v'gemara, u'pirusheyem, lahagos bahen hu ubanav. What's the mitzvah? Svarim. Svarim, not dafka sefer Torah, because it's all about learning. Ki mitzvahs ksivas haTorah hi lil modba dichsiv v'lamdas bnei Yisrael sima b'fiyam v'idea gemara pirusha yeda pirusha mitzvos v'adinim al burian lachein hein hein asfarim shadam mitzuvah lakosvam v'gam shalom lamachram im lo lil motora v'lisa isha. You can't sell svarim, not just sifrei Torah. So this is the tour in the name of his father. The Beis Yosef assumes that it can't be that he's changing the mitzvah today. It must be that he's expanding the mitzvah. Shegam zeh bichlal mitzvahs ksivas sefer Torah. This is also included. V'shezeh yosir mitzvah milichtov sefer Torah. Avolichtov sefer Torah likros bo hu ubanav pshita. Degama inna zeh ikir kiyam mitzvahs aseh shere noig bo kamo shere noig him. You can't say the mitzvah changed so much, says the Beis Yosef. It has to mean that he's adding this. He's adding this. The Prisha and others say, doesn't sound that way, sounds like this is instead of. This is instead of. Right, this matu alavava. This is what we learn from. So this is a machlokas. How to understand the tour, but in the name of the Rush. But what do you see from our parak that he Yehoshaphat sent them with Sifrei Torah in order to teach, and they went around. They went around again. Torah is not something that we keep in the Beis Medrash, and it's only for the Yechidei Skula. But Dafka, we have the Achrayas, and the people who know have the Achrayas to share. Right, it's been pointed out that only two concepts in the Torah are called Morasha. Eretz Yisrael and Torah. Morasha, Rav Soloveitchik explained, is different than Yerusha. Yerusha is an inheritance. Morasha is a heritage. A heritage is not my personal asset. It's for me to accept from the previous generations and pass down and guard for the next generations. That's Morasha, and that's what Torah is. That's what Torah and Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, that's why Yehoshaphat sent people. Vayasuba b'chalar Yehuda. He sent people to go and teach. And because of this, there was awe in all the surrounding lands. The Mefari says, "Bischus shelimdu Torah." In the schus that everybody was learning Torah and connecting to Hashem, there was the pachad. Asher svivos Yehuda, v'lo nilchamu im Yehoshaphat, and nobody fought with Yehoshaphat. V'gam plishtim, even the plishtim, neviim liYehoshaphat mincha v'kesav masiv, and the plishtim gave him tribute. Gam ha'arviim, the Arabs, neviim lotzon elim, shivas alaf mishvamayos, hundreds, thousands of animals were given. Pasuk Yudbeis, v'hi Yehoshaphat holech v'gadel. Avamala, his greatness spread far and wide. Va'even Bihuda Biranios, Va'ari Miskinos, he built cities. Umalacha Rabba Hayelo, he had much work. And then the parak ends off by listing off some of his officers and some of his misharsim. Okay, this is the first parak that we have of a few relating to Yehoshaphat.